The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 15, Purushottama Yoga, Yoga of Supreme Being. And so far we have seen the Bhagavan saying that everything that you see, everything that you can perceive, and everything that you can experience is nothing but me. So in the last few verses we have seen, he said, the light which is from the sun, which illumines this entire world of yours, is nothing but my light, comes from me alone. The light from the moon, which nourishes the plant, is nothing but my own light. And the fertility in the soil, which supports all the beings on this planet, is nothing but me. In other words, my mind, my intellect, which is aware of this world, that awareness comes from him, and this world which I experience also comes from him. Then he says, not only that these beings are supported by me, but all these functions within the sentient beings, which makes them living beings, is I support those functions. Aham vaiswa narobhattva praninam deham asrita. Residing in the bodies of all the beings, I digest these four types of food. So basically, as I said, our ancestors were obsessed with classification. So they always have some classification. The foods are four types of foods. And once you look at what the four types of foods are, there's nothing left. So any food that a being can eat, it gets digested, Bhagavan said, by me. Residing in this body is this eternal fire, this internal fire. So everything I see, everything I hear, everything I experience, there is really nothing other than the Lord. And this somewhat, if you really think logically, fits into the normal belief, a normal declaration in all religion, that the God is omnipresent. Once something we have taken as omnipresent, there is no room left for anything else. So if we say that God is omnipresent in this world, then there is no room for you and I as an individual other than God. As we have discussed so many times from the physics perspective, if I say I am omnipresent in my chair, there is no room for anything else or anybody else in this chair. So now everything in this chair has to be me. Whether it's my leg, it's my hand, my torso, whatever, it's all me. So Bhagavan said, I'm omnipresent, and therefore all the experiences illumined by your consciousness is nothing but me alone. So we have so far seen Bhagavan is giving his identity. What is the identity of the Supreme Being? That there is none other than that being exist. So the last verse 14, we say, Aham vaiswanaro bhutva praninam deham asritaha pranapana samayukta pachami annam chaturvidam. I can see at the macro level the Lord is everywhere. At a micro level also, in my body, this body, mind and intellect come from this world. This world nothing but his expression. So it's him. But the functions which I think differentiates me from this insentient world called matter, I consider myself something completely different than the matter. That's why my body is so special, because I don't think it's a matter. I consider that's me. But that me, from the matter to me, is because of these functions which makes me a living being. This pranas and apanas, all these activities happening in my body, and Bhagavan said that also I control by living in your body. In the next verse, it says, Sarvasya cha aham hrudi sannivishtaha mattaha smriti gnanam upohanam cha vedescha sarve aham eva vedyo vedantakrut veda videva cha aham. So what is my relationship to the Lord now? He said, I am residing in the hearts of all beings. How do I know this great Lord who is everywhere? So it may overwhelm my intellect. I am a seeker seeking my experience or realization of my Lord. But now he says, I am the light of the sun is me, light of the moon is me, I am the fertility in the earth. Then we give up and say, oh, such a big man, I will never be able to. Somebody says, Neil, if you want to do something, why don't you call up the president of VCO? The president, if you tell me project manager, I can think about it. Make a cold call. But make a cold call to president of United States, Barack Obama. Well, that really doesn't sound like a practical thing to do. So we say, well, if Bhagavan is so supreme, then there is no way that I'll ever be able to get connected with him. So now Bhagavan says, no, that's not the truth. The truth is, I'm residing in the hearts of all beings. Sarvasya cha aham hrudi sannivishtaha mattaha smritihi gnanam and upohanam. Because I'm residing in the hearts of all beings, and because of me, they have a memory. Because of me, they have knowledge. And because of me, they have forgetfulness or ignorance. Everything which I know today is because of my consciousness. I'm aware of my experiences, so it becomes my memory. I'm aware of what I have learned, so my memory has become my knowledge. If somebody says, what month comes after January? Well, I learned in KG, it's February. That's nothing but my memory. I consider that as my knowledge, but it's actually my memory. All this Bhagavan said is comes from me. I will only remember if I'm conscious, I'm alive. Without that, I won't. But more important than this knowledge is also forgetfulness. If I remember everything that happened, there won't be any room for me to learn anything new. IT guys were telling me, Neil, our server is really getting to the capacity. Now we had been in business for 12 years and we keep piling all this data on it. I think it's a time for you to change the server. I said, why? But he said, it's 80% capacity. You really have to have. So I said, well, I'll tell you what, we can't really afford a new server right now. What do? Purge all the old projects which are done 5 years ago. I don't need them anymore. Purge them so I can put new projects onto my server. Forgetfulness is a gift from God to us. If we don't forget, we will not be able to learn anything. All the bad memories of our childhood literally get erased from us. That's why we also, our childhood was so good. My college days were so good. Because the bad memories are erased. What you remember is all the fun you had. Now, there are some bad memories that remain there, but most of it get erased. So we say, boy, I had a nice childhood when I was growing up, this and that. Because the Bhagavan has given a gift of forgetting things which is not useful to you. Forgetting things which removes all the unnecessary ignorance out of your mind, so you can fill that void with new knowledge. Sarvasya cha aham hrudi sannivishtaha. I am residing in the hearts of all. So we obviously, in my heart, Bhagavan is here. Swamiji makes it clear, and obviously you and I can logically say, heart is not that physiological organ. It's the pump, literally, pumping the blood. It is the core of my being, what I consider me, is my heart. What is at the heart of the Richmond city? What is at the heart of this community? What I consider the core of my being, Bhagavan said, I reside there. The core of my being is my awareness about me. My awareness about me makes me who I am. That has these good qualities about compassion, charity, love, Bhagavan said, I reside in there. When my God is invoked, then I will have this good quality manifest. When I am in a divine mood, then I will have love, compassion, charity, all the good qualities. When I'm forgetting about my Lord, my being, then I will have those, all the negative qualities. Because those negative qualities are the products of my ignorance. I hate somebody, I'm evil to someone, I have jealousy. All these things are because of the lack of my connection with my core of my being, my heart, my Lord, who makes me who I am. So Bhagavan says, Sarvasya cha mhrudi sannivestaha. I'm residing in all the beings at the core of their heart. When I'm really aware of myself, I can only manifest my divine qualities, love, compassion, charity, whatever the good qualities we think of. It's only when I'm devoid of those connections, then I will have jealousy, hatred. So I said, Mattaha smritihi. Because of me is the memory. Because of me is the knowledge. Because I'm aware of myself, I have a memory. Because I'm aware of myself, I have a knowledge. And because I'm aware of myself, I have forgetfulness. I'm also ignorance. I'm as much aware of my knowledge, I'm also as so much aware of my ignorance. Neil, do you know medicine? I know nothing about it. Do you know architect? Tell me all about it. I'm aware of my knowledge, I'm also aware of my ignorance. Bhagavan said it's all because of my presence in you, the consciousness. I reside in you as your being. Vedescha sarve aham eva vedyoho. I am the Vedas, and I am that needs to be known. Vedanta krut eva. I am the author of the Vedanta, and knower of the Vedas also me. Now Vedas, as we have seen, they are our scriptures. What do they represent? They represent knowledge. The knowledge compiled by the sages becomes Veda. This knowledge encompass everything, utilitarian knowledge as well as the divine knowledge, secular as well as sacred. Now the secular knowledge obviously also comes from my awareness. I learn things and I use it. So Bhagavan says, Vedaham. I am all this knowledge that is out there. And I am only the one to be known. And Veda in the end says what? The only thing to be known is your own self. Once you realize yourself, there is nothing more to be known. Having reached that place, we have learned that, no one comes back. That's what Veda says. That's what Vedanta says. In the end of Veda, the section which deals with the Upanishads and the knowledge about yourself is called Vedanta. So who gave this knowledge of the self to the rishis? Bhagavan said, I did. And therefore, there is no authorship in our Vedas of who wrote this Vedanta. There is no authorship because it is a revealed knowledge. It's called Smriti. That is what is remembered. So I can say, I thought about it many times. I honestly can tell you, I give some examples in my lectures, and I really sometimes feel good that I really thought about some really neat example. Then I read Swamiji's commentary, and I find the exact same example in it. And I said, how did that happen? I thought about it. What I really forget is, I'd been listening to Swamiji since I was 16 years old. So all these things which I think I'm thinking fresh, new, is literally come from what I heard since I was 16 years old. Now, I may not have understood the time, I may not have got the gist of it at the time, but things stay with you, then we are really churning on that idea, things come out. And now you think, I invented this idea. And therefore, in Hinduism, there is no originality. The only originality is with him. Everything else we do is just relearn. So Bhagavan says, therefore, I am the author of Vedanta, and I am the one to be known. Everything which I can consider is the quest of my life, Bhagavan said, is me. Know that I am at the core of your being. So how difficult would it be for you to know your core of your being? Not that difficult, Bhagavan said, as long as you turn your gaze towards yourself. So these verses are obviously very contemplative verses, and not really intellectual verses, but contemplative verses. But going back to our understanding of what is real, what is unreal, what is transitory or temporary and what is permanent, the next two verses now tells us this. So far we have seen how to recognize the Lord. He said, I am everywhere. Whatever you are seeing, you are not seeing anything but your Lord. Dvau imau purushau loke, sharahacha akshara evacha. There are two types of purusha in this world. I can now differentiate into two categories. The one is kshara, that is perishable. The entire jagat which I consider real actually falls into the kshara category. My body, my mind, my intellect, my house, my family, my job, my town, my city, my planet, my cosmos, kshara, perishable. It comes into being at one point of time, it will perish at another time. It is, its existence is between the two time limits, T1 and T2. Therefore, kshara. And akshara, one who is aware of this thing, is imperishable. I say, I am aware of my thoughts, what I am thinking. Now, who is thinking and who is aware of those thoughts? There are two people, right? One who is thinking and one who is now aware that I am thinking. Okay. The one who is thinking, those thoughts are perishable because thought will come and go. But the one who is aware of the me thinking is imperishable. He remains whether thought is there or not. So Bhagavan said, in this world, there are two purushas. One is perishable, one is imperishable. Kshara sarvani bhutani. So definition, every being and thing is perishable. Kutastha akshara uchyate. But the substratum of all these beings and things is imperishable. We have seen in the previous chapter 13, kshetra kshetra gna, the field and its knower. A knower can only exist if there is field. I can only experience if there is something to be experienced. I can be only a father if I have a son or a daughter. I can only be a husband if I am married, if I have a wife. You remove the other part, I as that does not exist. Akshara only exists because of the kshara. Imperishable self in me exists in reference to the perishable me. Before birth, my self was there, Bhagavan said. After my death, it will be there. In reference to what? This body. This. So, kshara and akshara are relative term and their existence depends on each other. So, kshara sarvani bhutani kutastha akshara eva uchyate. This substratum for this is imperishable. I am perishable as body, mind and intellect. One who is aware of this body, mind and intellect is imperishable. Bhagavan said, that's how this world is. The next verse, 17th, uttamaha purusaha tu anyaha paramatma iti udahrutaha. But transcending the kshara and akshara is my being, which is supreme being. When you remove the kshara, what remains? We said akshara, but there is no relationship. Without the relationship to the kshara and akshara, what that is is my being, Bhagavan says. He is not dependent on the kshara, nor does he is dependent on the aksharaha part, that substratum for this thing. Uttamaha purusam, therefore he is considered the supreme being. Yo lokatrayam avishya vibhartya avyaya ishvaraha, who pervading this three world sustains them. These three worlds which I am experiencing, my waking, dream, in deep sleep, I'm sustaining that as the imperishable. Now, as an imperishable consciousness, I'm going through the changes in my body, changes in mind, changes in intellect, but in my deep sleep, none of this is valid. I'm not aware of my body, I'm not aware of my mind, I'm not aware of my intellect. So there is no support needed for any of that. So then who is existing at the time? That which is not aware of any of this. That which is not supporting or depending on any of that is beyond that. Therefore Bhagavan said, my being is beyond, transcending the kshara and akshara. But I support these three worlds which you experience in this life. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.